So welcome to the call. And we'll work on our authenticity. Throat and identity center seem to be both involved there. Physical impact is thyroid, parathyroid, liver, blood. An emotional impact is not feeling loved for who you are, not being seen for who you are. So I'm not loved for who I am. And spiritual impact, feeling like you have no purpose, feeling abandoned by God, feeling abandoned by God twice. Okay.
That must mean you really feel abandoned by God.
Yes. It must be the God's leaving me hanging there. Yeah. So guys, don't forget to take water, drink lots of water. And I don't know if you grounded yourself. Mm-hmm. But it's some nice breathing exercises so we can be here and bring whatever needs to be brought up to the surface.
Okay.
So I can be who I truly am. It is safe for me to be who I truly am, and I'm supported in being who I truly am. And all that then comes together in expressing your greatness. So for Amanda, the question is, are you truly expressing your greatness? And for Linda, who is a manifester, I'm wondering, Linda, how you feel about your greatness. What do you think? Greatness. What do we need to bring up a little bit more? Today, what we'll do later is we'll look at the gate insight 43. Muscle test would need to be sort of like supplemented, or, you know, what additional information we can do. And I do temporal tapping on that gate because the nine keys don't have temporal tapping. And I find it always, it's pretty uplifting. So the authenticity, the gate 43 or channel 4323 is structuring. And it talks about no one really understands what I have to say. And I thought that was kind of cool, because it is all about expressing, right? You're expressing your greatness. And then waiting to be asked for my opinion and thinking differently than other people. So basically, it's all about doing it your way. Right? And it's all about expression too, because that's where we are manifesting our greatness, through the throat. We were clearing our throats before you came on, as always, expressing our greatness. So let's see, let's try this. Why do I ask you, what is your greatness? Like, what do you think are three greatest things about you? Could you come up with anything? Quickly?
Quickly. Yeah.
On the spot. It's a hard one.
Yeah. It is a hard one, right?
It's really hard. Through human design and other things, I have come to accept who I am, but I don't know if I would say that I have anything great. I'm not 100% sure. I like a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start it off. Something will come up.
Even though.
I'm not really sure what my greatness is.
Not really sure what my greatness is.
And if I'm really great at anything.
If I'm really great at anything.
And what does it really mean?
What does it really mean?
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though. I wish to know what being great really means.
I wish to know what being great really means.
And you can put your own words, Amanda, whatever comes up.
I was.
Yeah.
It transposed in my head.
And I struggle to express my greatness.
And I struggle to express my greatness.
And sometimes I wait for other people to tell me how great I am.
And sometimes I wait for other people to tell me how great I am.
And I could really wait forever.
Yep, I can wait a long, long time.
I have been waiting for the whole my life.
Yes, I have been waiting all my life.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though. I'm not able to express how great I am.
I'm not able to express how great I am.
And I've been waiting all my life for other people to tell me how great I am.
I've been waiting all my life for other people to tell me how great I am.
And that has never come.
And that has never come.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
So we'll go around the body. You can start wherever you want to start, Amanda. You might have your own thing, but I always do the eyebrows.
You're fine.
Waiting for my greatness.
Waiting for my greatness.
Side of the eye. Waiting for my greatness.
Waiting for my greatness.
Under the eye. Waiting to express my greatness.
Waiting to express my greatness.
Nose. Waiting to express my greatness.
Waiting to express my greatness.
Chin. Waiting for others to tell me how great I am.
Waiting for others to tell me how great I am.
Collarbone. Waiting for greatness.
Waiting for greatness.
Under the arms. Waiting to be the greatness to be expressed.
Waiting for the greatness to be expressed.
And I do the heart, tapping both wrists. Waiting for greatness.
Waiting for greatness.
Top of the head. Waiting for greatness.
Waiting for greatness.
So has anyone ever told you how great you are? Either one of you?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't believe it.
Okay, I don't believe it.
For some reason, I always never completely trusted what they said because I didn't know if they were being true or if they were quote unquote butt kissing.
Okay. Oh, and we are talking about authenticity.
Yeah.
So how authentic that expression really is from others and ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Leave my right. Greatness. Anything from you, Linda?
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask.
No, not really. I'm still kind of. Waiting. I mean, kind of like Amanda. If anybody's ever told me how great I am, I didn't hear it. So, and you know how that works with me. So,
okay.
I don't believe so. And if somebody had said it, I would be looking for the reason they were saying that. What do they want from me that they're telling me something that's good about me?
I think that's what I meant by wondering if they were blowing smoke up my booty or if they were being honest or yes, but not trusting that compliment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's kind of her.
Yeah. How much will this cost me?
Yeah.
Well, in that grade 43 that it's coming up in this, it has to do with decisiveness and self-trust. It has to do with pituitary gland. And the theme is insight, breakthrough, epiphany. And the emotional symptom is deaf to the outer world due to inner noise. I'm lost in my own inner world. I cannot hear you. So would that be the case? You cannot hear the compliments?
Either that or trusting.
Trusting the compliments. Let's start off with that. We'll see where we get.
Okay.
Even though I don't trust people when they tell me how great I am,
even though I don't trust when people tell me how great I am.
And there's this inner voice telling me not to trust them.
And there's this inner voice telling me not to trust them, or what do they want from me?
Or what do they want from me? How much this is going to cost me? And what does it mean being great? Am I special now? Right? What does that mean? Okay. Yeah, carry on, Amanda. So I don't trust. Okay. Well, where was I? And they tell me how great I am, and I cannot trust it. Mm-hmm. I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though
I've been given compliments in the past. But it's been really hard to trust these compliments. Sometimes I don't know what they want from me. And I assign meanings to that. And my inner voice is sometimes louder than what they say. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I cannot trust what other people say about me. I don't believe them. I don't know if they're authentic. And I don't even know what it means. To be great. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Was that three times already, or was it just twice?
That was three.
Okay. So around the body. Trusting. Trusting. Side of the eye. Under the eye.
Believing.
Under the nose. Not believing. Chin. What was it that we were saying?
What do they want?
Okay. Wanting. Collarbone. Not wanting. Under the arm. Accepting. Heart. Not accepting. Top of the head. Knowing.
Not knowing.
So how do you know when they're authentic? And how do you know how great you are? What will show up in your outer world to believe it? What will it take for it to sink in and believe it? Do you think it has anything to do with being loved for who you are?
I think it has to do with feeling.
Feeling love.
Yeah. That's my take on it. I don't know. I mean, I'm certain that I can see things out in the outer world that would corroborate what anyone was saying, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. But it's the actual believing. I think most people tend to go for the bad. You know, if you do something that's not quite right, authentic to you, or it hurts someone, then you'll remember that forever. And you will barely remember the one great thing that happened in the middle of that, or even something that you did later to atone for that. That will be lost, or it'll be muddled in there. And I've done that lots of times. I'll say, okay, I did this great thing, but then I did this great thing because I did this other thing that was really, really bad, and I've got great memories for that, and the other is kind of, well, I don't know quite what I did, but I know I did it.
Okay. There's a nice thread in here, I feel. Even though I don't feel I am loved for who I am. Linda? Oh, we cannot hear you, but that's okay. Okay, now we can. Okay, so even though I don't feel loved for who I am.
Even though I don't feel loved for who I am.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm not loved, or I don't feel loved.
Even though I don't feel loved.
For who I am.
For who I am.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I don't feel loved for who I am.
Even though I don't feel loved for who I am.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Eyebrows. Feeling loved.
Feeling loved.
Side of the eye. Not feeling loved.
Not feeling loved.
Under the eyes. Feeling loved.
Feeling loved.
Under the nose. Not feeling loved.
Not feeling loved.
Chin. Feeling loved.
Feeling loved.
Collarbone. Not feeling loved.
Not feeling loved.
Under the arms. Feeling loved.
Feeling loved.
Heart. Not feeling loved.
Not feeling loved.
Top of the head. Sometimes it's hard to feel loved.
Sometimes it's hard to feel loved.
And sometimes it's hard to feel that others love me.
And sometimes it's hard to feel that others love me.
I have another one that it seemed to be coming right after. So if nothing came up, we can go with that. Even though I'm not willing to release this hiding who I am.
Okay. I missed that. I got the even though, and then you. There's something there for me. Okay. One more time.
I'm not willing. To release. This hiding who I am.
This hiding who I am. Okay.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I am not willing.
Even though I am not willing.
To release this hiding who I am.
This hiding who I am.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm not willing to release this hiding who I am.
Even though I'm not willing to release this hiding who I am.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Hiding.
Hiding myself.
Yeah, side of the eye. Forever hiding.
Hiding.
Under the eyes. I'm good at hiding.
I'm really good at hiding.
Under the nose. I'm really, really good at hiding.
I'm really, really, really especially good at hiding.
Chin. All I want to do is hide.
All I want to do is hide.
Collarbone. Who wants to be telling people how great I am?
Who wants to be telling people how great I am?
Under the arms. Hiding.
Hiding.
Heart. Hiding is safe.
Hiding is safe.
Safe hiding.
Safe hiding.
How was that?
Yeah. That felt correct. Yeah, hiding is really safe for me, and I can hide in the middle of a crowd. I have found that if I'm still and if I'm quiet, nobody will know I'm there for a while till I move. And you hear some wonderful, some interesting things, but you don't get to share anything, because the minute you share, then all eyes are on you and you're front and center and you can't hide anymore.
Right. I call it deer in the headlights.
Yeah.
I have that feeling a lot.
Yep.
Linda, do you think that it has to do with you being a manifester and being pretty powerful, that you're trying to kind of dull that down so you don't ruffle feathers? And
yeah, I am positive we have worked on some of that before, Vera and I, through these things where Being powerful has not always been safe. And before I knew what the heck, you know, was going on, I would do things which I thought were fine, but apparently they weren't fine to the rest of the universe, because I would, you know, I would be attacked for it, or I would say one thing and they would hear something else. And I never could figure out how I could say something very clearly and somebody else could hear something totally different.
What's your profile?
2-4.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. And yours is Amanda?
5-1.
5-1, and I have 2-4 as well. So I think that there's a lot in that 2-4. So you don't, Amanda, you don't feel like you need to hide too much, right?
No.
Oh.
Hiding for other reasons.
Hiding for other reasons.
Yeah, like, I have that full channel, the Freak to Genius, the 4323.
Oh.
Before I knew anything about that, when I would have ideas or have things that I wanted to share that I believed in, and I would just kind of like blurt them out or share without being invited to share, I would get shut down or made fun of or completely ignored. So I got to a point probably really early on, I would say, where I hid in that manner, where I was really careful with what I shared with people, for them to not think that I was weird. I used to get made fun of a lot. So I don't do it because of power necessarily. I know I'm not a manifester, but I do have a pretty powerful chart. It's got most, you know, three of the motors, and I have a divine throat. I'm not a manifesting generator. But I do live with a manifester that I have to be careful around as well, because he's not comfortable with some of the things that I do or believe in. So I hide in those kind of ways, not in the way that Linda does, with it being more power and her making choices and doing things, and how that impacts people. And that's something that I'm sure you're learning, Linda, is the fact that the reason why you got in trouble for it was because you didn't inform before you did it. And
right. It's
probably because you had been told no so many times. My husband's motto is, it's better to ask forgiveness than permission.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can see how that could probably be more difficult for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't. I mean, he doesn't care. He just doesn't. and doesn't care. Mm-hmm. Except for with me. That's the only time that. And it's just because I've had to fight for the fight to let him know how it makes me feel. And I think I've let him know enough how his actions impact me. Yeah. That he's a little bit more aware of it. Sometimes that still doesn't matter though. So just. Kind of depends, there is some hiding, but I don't know, and it could be authenticity for me as well. I guess it would be under that as well, and I think I'm with you. It boils down to either not feeling loved or not feeling like you're accepted.
Right.
So what, let's see if we can get this somehow together. Either one of you, whoever wants to, you feel close to what I'm saying here. Even though it's hard for me to feel great.
It's hard for me to feel great.
And allow my greatness to be expressed naturally. I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I confused feeling great.
Even though I confused feeling great.
And being great. For telling people how great I am. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Did anything come up? Do you know what I'm trying to get? It's like telling people how great we are or telling ourselves how great we are, but the end result is feeling great and doing great things. So even though feeling great and doing great things. And being appreciated for them. It's sometimes hard for me. And sometimes I don't even appreciate myself. And I fail to express my greatness in the whole being of myself. I choose to know now. That I can feel great. Be great. And do great things. And not be in fear of what the world will think of me. And what I will think of me. And what meanings anyone assigns to me and what I do. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though sometimes I don't allow myself to be great. Feel great. And do great things. I choose to know now. That I can have all of these. And more. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Okay, eyebrow. Feeling great. Side of the eye, being great. Being not so great. Under the nose, feeling not so great. Allowing myself to be the way I am. Collarbone. Allowing feelings. Under the eye. Allowing expressions. Heart. Feeling appreciative. Above the head. Being great.
And feeling great.
Do you feel great? How was that? Did anything come up there?
I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but I had this aha for just a second. At some point during that last one, when you're talking about being great or feeling great, I'm not sure which it was, but, you talked about knowing who we were, being who we were, whatever. And I looked down at my chart and I have an undefined G center. And I looked down and I thought, I don't know who I am half the time. And that's true. I really don't know who I am half the time because I have to have somebody around me and to feed off of that energy to tell me who I am and who I'm not. And I thought, well, shouldn't I know that without having somebody around, you know who I am or who I'm not? And, I'm getting, I'm not 20 years old anymore, so I should have figured it out by now. But I've noticed that over the years that I'm, one way with some person or group and I'm another way with another. And it was, finding out through human design, finding out that I've just got this wonderful open G and it just, all these things come in and I go, okay, I'm going to be this way today. I'm going to be that way today. And it's nice. But then somewhere in there, I got lost as to who I am. So
That's great.
How can I be great being me if I don't know who me is?
And it is authenticity. Again, it's a great topic for that, right? Not knowing who you are. And I do have a defined G center. Oh, I'm not really quite sure that it's coming from that, but it could be that I overdo it by expressing, or I need to tell people how great I am, right? Because if they don't have to tell them. I don't know. Not that I have, actually, because it is hard for people to tell, and especially for me, I know. It's not what we are expressing. But what I've learned recently, and see if this is helpful to you, I mean, all this topic is very, quite intense, I would say, for me anyway. Mm-hmm. It was almost like I have to construct myself, who I am, each time I talk to someone. Mm-hmm. There seems to be a canvas that it's sort of like empty. And in I Ching, or not in I Ching, but in Chinese medicine, the front, the conception vessel, is your self-confidence. And the back is more like, you know, the support, right? It's the whole spine. Yeah. And it feels like we need to be supported. And if we are not supported, we fail to support ourselves.
Yeah.
And so reconstructing the identity each time I would meet someone, we found a lot of programs that were doing that inside of me.
Yeah.
So what recently came to me as a good help was to basically know who I am by talking to me and talking about my achievements to me, and mm-hmm. then showing up filled, right? And not even have to need to express who I am. I love that what you had said about authenticity, because that's exactly, if we don't know who we are, how can other people know? And then we are open to having us slap with who they think we are. And then we go through the voice and reconstruct our identity by the internal voices. And it's all about that epiphany and, you know, deaf to the outer world due to inner noise. And maybe that's what we are searching for, a program that is going to fill it in. Who am I? Who am I?
Yeah.
Even though I struggle with knowing who I am. I'm a different person with each group that I meet. I sometimes didn't understand that there was a reason for it. They bring different things to the table, and I just respond differently. Because I'm a multidimensional being, and I can be anything. And I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I forgot that I'm a multidimensional being and I can be anything. And each time I can just decide who I'm going to be. But deep inside in my core. You know what I'm trying to say here? Deep inside, I know who I am. I cannot forget who I am. Because I'm everything.
Because I'm everything.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Behind my hearing.
So we are on to something when Linda cannot hear.
Yes.
Even though I forgot I was everything. And I wait for other people to remind me who I am. But I don't need it. I know who I am.
Well, I don't need that. I know who I am.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Oh, eyebrow. Oh, what did we talk about? Forgetting. Remembering. Reconstructing. Structuring. Structuring who I am. Remembering who I am. Fear of knowing who I am. And heart. Feeling good about who I am. Above the head. Feeling good about who I am. That was cool.
Yeah. I felt there that I was gathering permission to be multidimensional, to be many things, and that to be one thing and one thing only, which is what I was taught. You have, you know, your values, and you've got this and this, and once you get them, you never change them. And I always thought, how boring. I mean, how in the world could you live never changing? So, you know, I'm sure that that's a part of it. And that gave me that permission, because I've always thought when I catch myself changing something that I always thought that I believed, you know, was stuck in concrete and would never ever change. And then, of course, I would change it. And then I would beat myself up about it. Well, I don't have any authenticity because obviously I changed this and that was supposed to be a bedrock of my being. And maybe the bedrock of my being is a little less solid than I think it is. Not because it's shaky or bad, but because it's the way I have to be. It's the way I'm supposed to be.
This is really cool. All right, we'll come back to Amanda, but I really love this one. So even though I got it into my head.
That I'm only one thing and one thing only.
And that my values cannot change. Therefore, I can't change. And if I change, I lose being authentic. I've become wishy-washy. Where in reality, I'm just hopping around these stupid values. And I forgot that I'm not my values. And that my values can change. And therefore, how I show up. Can change. And I love that about myself. And I deeply and completely love and accept myself the way I am. Even though. Being one thing and one thing only is boring. I forgot I'm multidimensional. My values can change. And it means nothing about me. Or how authentic I am. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I confuse authenticity with my values. And I assign meanings to my values. And I assume that that's who I am. I am willing to let it go now. And step into my multidimensionality.
And step into my multidimensionality.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Oh, these stupid values.
Oh, these stupid values.
Side of the eye. Freaking silly values.
Freaking silly values.
Under the eyes. Telling me who I am.
Telling me who I am.
Under the nose. It smells rotten.
It smells rotten.
Under the chin. Who made up? Who came up with that?
Who came up with all this?
Collarbone, I'm not my values.
I'm not my values.
Under the arms. I'm more than my values.
I'm more than my values.
Heart. I'm heart.
I'm heart, yeah.
Yeah, I'm heart. Top of the head. I'm heart.
I'm heart. Oh, that was good. That was really good.
Yeah, it was a good connection you made there. What do you think, Amanda? How did you like that?
I have values, but I'm not sure how. I've got a defined G, so I'm not sure how that. It didn't affect me as much, I don't think, but it helped Linda.
Yeah, okay. Nothing came up? Mm-mm. Okay, so we'll carry on with Linda. Love that. So who's telling us who we are? Where do we get the idea where we are? Who we are? How do we know who we are? Who knows who we are? Does anybody? So let's see. If nothing comes up, we can maybe do the choice point dream seat in the middle. What needs to be healed or released?
Needs to be healed or released.
For me to fully express my greatness.
For me to fully express my greatness.
Authenticity. All right, let's go to that 43, the insights. Maybe we might have an insights into who we are. Due to the outer world, due to inner noise. I cannot hear, I'm lost in my own world. Anyone's feeling like that?
Say that again.
Anyone's lost in their inner world? The inside gate 43.
I feel more comfortable in my inner world.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd say I'm lost, but I do feel more comfortable there.
Do you feel serene in your inner world?
I don't know if it's safe. I wouldn't say serene because it gets lonely.
Gets lonely. Does your serenity allow you to assimilate new concepts? So does your loneliness allow you to assimilate new concepts?
Yes.
And is your mind quiet?
No.
No.
Never.
Never. Okay, so let's tap on that.
Even though.
It's hard for me to be quiet in my mind.
It's hard for me to be quiet in my mind.
So I can experience a breakthrough. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though it's hard for me to quiet my mind. And enjoy my aloneness. So I can experience a breakthrough. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though it's hard for me to quiet my mind. So I can experience a breakthrough. And express my greatness. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Eyebrow. Greatness. Side of the eye. Quieting my mind. Under the eyes, quiet mind.
Quiet mind.
Under the nose, busy mind.
Busy mind.
Chin.
Can't get my mind to shut up.
Cannot get my mind to shut up.
Keeps me distracted.
It's my mind's keeping me distracted. Go ahead, just say whatever comes up. I'll repeat it after you.
And I can't get a break through.
Cannot get a break. Cannot get a break to experience my insights. My serenity allows me, aloneness allows me to get my insights.
Aloneness allows me to get my insights.
How does that feel?
I think I do a lot of stuff to distract myself.
So do you believe that you can be serene? What does it look like when you're serene and get your insights?
I'm always doing something, even when I'm by myself. If I'm with somebody else and they don't want to talk, it's very uncomfortable in that silence. There's only been a handful of moments in my 42 years of life where I was okay with just standing still.
Even though I'm not okay with standing still.
Even though I'm not okay with standing still.
It's very hard for me to keep my mind quiet.
It's very hard for me to keep my mind quiet.
It's unbearable to sit in silence.
It's unbearable to sit in silence.
And so I keep myself distracted.
So I keep myself distracted.
And my mind busy.
And my mind busy.
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though it's difficult for me to keep my mind silenced.
Even though it's difficult for me to keep my mind silenced.
And as a result, I'm robbing myself of very valuable insights.
Say that again.
Say whatever you want. And I'm robbing myself from experiencing insights.
Robbing myself from experiencing insights.
Valuable insights.
Valuable insights.
Yeah, they make me a lot of money.
Yes.
And I choose.
They make a lot of money, yeah.
And I choose not to have them.
I choose not to have them and distract myself instead.
And I don't know why.
I don't know why.
I see it now.
I see it now.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though. Keeping my mind busy.
Keeping my mind busy.
Distracts me from having my valuable insights.
Distracts me from having my valuable insights.
And those have a potential to make me lots of money.
And some of those have a potential to make me lots of money.
And I deserve having valuable insights.
And I deserve having valuable insights and breakthroughs.
And breakthroughs. Valuable breakthroughs and valuable insights.
And serenity.
And serenity. Yeah, I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Oh, was it three times? I have been twice. Was it three? Yeah, okay. So, eyebrows. Valuable insights.
Valuable insights.
Quiet mind.
Quiet mind.
Under the eyes, under the eyes. Valuable insights.
Valuable insights.
Under the nose. Quiet mind.
Quiet mind.
Chin. Quiet mind gives me valuable insights.
Quiet mind will give me valuable insights.
And collarbone. Fear of quiet.
Fear of quiet.
Under the arms. Overwhelming quiet.
Overwhelming quiet.
Heart. Choosing serenity.
Choosing serenity.
Okay, top of the head. Choosing me.
Choosing me.
Even though I don't want to be quiet.
Even though I don't want to be quiet.
Cannot make me.
Cannot make me.
I'm too used to it.
I'm too used to it.
Done it for all my life.
Done it for all my life.
I don't want to change now.
I don't want to change now.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though there's something comforting about my busy mind.
Even though there's something comforting about my busy mind.
And I got used to it.
I've gotten used to it.
I choose now to open my mind to having insights.
Choose now to open my mind to having insights.
And the only way to do it is to quiet my mind.
And the only way to do it is to quiet my mind.
I choose to quiet my mind.
I choose to quiet my mind.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I haven't always chosen to quiet my mind.
Even though I haven't always chosen to quiet my mind.
And look into reasons why my mind is so busy.
And look into reasons why my mind is so busy.
Maybe there's something I can do to help my busy mind.
Maybe there's something that I can do to help my busy mind.
And choose serenity.
Choose serenity.
So I can get my valuable insights.
So I can get my valuable insights.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I don't want to be quiet.
Even though I don't want to be quiet.
It's exciting and it keeps me busy.
It's exciting and it keeps me busy.
It keeps me interesting.
It keeps me interesting.
To myself and to others.
To myself and to others.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I have reasons not to be quiet, not wanting to be quiet.
Even though I've had reasons to be quiet or not want to be quiet.
I realize that it might be just a program.
I realize that it might just be a program.
An addiction that I'm used to.
An addiction and a comfort that I'm used to.
And a comfort that I'm used to. Letting go of the comfort.
Letting go of the comfort.
I choose to be uncomfortable in the silence.
And I can choose to be uncomfortable in the silence.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Okay, eyebrow. Uncomfortable in silence.
Uncomfortable in the silence.
Side of the eye. Loving my busy mind.
Loving my busy mind.
Under the eyes. Admiring my busy mind.
Admiring my busy mind.
Under the nose. My wonderful busy mind.
My wonderful busy mind.
Chin. I love my busy mind.
I love my busy mind.
It keeps me company.
Keeps me company.
Under the fear of being alone.
Fear of being alone.
Keeping busy. The heart. Top of the head. Being alone with my busy mind.
Being alone with my busy mind.
Is there any energy there? Any colors or anything that comes up? And we can tap around.
What do you mean?
Well, if you tune into this busy mind, loving your busy mind, not wanting to let go, is there an intensity in the feeling? Any memory or anything that comes up? Any energy that you feel in any of the centers associated with busy mind and not wanting to be alone with your in your silence when you're in, with your insights? Nothing?
It kind of seems like it's hitting me in that gut.
In the gut.
Right under my breast.
Okay.
Where I think my stomach sits. I know it's probably somewhere else. I don't know if that's identity or what, right here.
Right. Well, it could be what, yeah, it hits us in the heart. Okay.
I think it's my identity.
Identity, right? Authenticity and identity. Okay, let's stop around. eyebrows. Authenticity.
Authenticity.
Side of the eye. Not being authentic.
Not being authentic.
Under the eyes.
Not
self-centered.
Self-centered.
Under the nose. Not self-centered.
Not self-centered.
Chin. Insights.
Insights.
Collarbone. Busy mind.
Busy mind.
Under the arm. Serenity.
Serenity.
Heart. Feeling authentic.
Feeling authentic.
Top of the head. Being authentic.
Being authentic.
How does that feel? If nothing comes up, we can just do the choice point on that one.
Okay.
Okay, so choice point, tapping on the eyebrow, the third eye. What needs to be released or healed?
What needs to be released or healed?
For me to quiet my mind.
Me to quiet my mind.
So I can listen for breakthroughs.
So I can listen for breakthroughs.
In my understanding.
In my understanding.
Lovely. Oh, we have a great temporal tapping just for you, Amanda, and for all of us here too, I'm sure. Okay, let's go. So temporal tapping, the fingers around the ear from the top to the bottom, all around the circle. I have a dynamic and active mind.
I have a dynamic and active mind.
My creative thinking is always seeking a voice of expression.
Is always seeking a voice of expression.
I wait. And trust in the quiet of my mind.
And trust in the quiet of my mind.
Knowing that I will hear the insights.
Knowing that I will hear the insights.
I need to know. And share them with those.
And share them with those.
Who are ready to be transformed.
Who are ready to be transformed.
By my visionary thinking. Wow, wasn't that a good one for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, Linda? She's smiling. Everything's just pulled together. Creative thinkings, voice of expression, and the insights, and being multidimensional, and having these huge big visions that we are trying to put into a box that doesn't fit anyone. And get it hammered for it. Wow. I think it was lovely.
Yeah, I do too.
It was.
What's that? Amanda, what did you say?
I said it was very helpful.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm under a lot of pressure with trying to figure stuff out with everything going on with our business and what we're going to do if we get out of it. And I have been not able to really complete tasks I've got lots of ideas going. My mind's going crazy. I don't like wasting time. I feel like that's what's going on is, I don't want to waste time. I don't want to waste time, but I can't. I didn't realize, you're right, it's kind of like a program running. It's a security thing for me to cope with stress, and I think that I'm doing something. At least I look like I'm busy, at the very least.
Right. What I have found is feeding the program, and then you look into the program and where it resides.
Okay.
And I tell you some of the connections that I make, it's just sort of, mind-blowing, but also it gets you off the hook because we are really running a lot of programs, and that's all it is, finding the content of the program and how to change the program or stop it being fed at least, and bringing the awareness immediately, oh, this is what I'm doing. The program's running and I'm feeding it, so stop feeding it and just getting the program to work differently. Cool.
But I am surprised that it does feel like part of that is linked with authenticity.
Beautifully connected.
Like, when we're doing authenticity, I'm like, well, I don't know about how. But when you start talking about greatness, or can you accept compliments, or has anybody told you that you're great at this or that or whatever, and how you handle it, I had no idea that I kind of block that out
and
mistrust it. So
yeah, an expression, and especially now for your 43-23, which is what we worked on today, and I love muscle testing, how, you know, it brings me the pieces together. It just cannot be any better fitting for you, especially. Busy mind.
Which could definitely explain why I've been busy doing nothing. I'm trying to kind of hone in on my message for my healing business, and I'm trying to hone in on what I can do as another career when we transition from our business to whatever, because I don't want to go and work for somebody else. And it is the core is authenticity, and what am I good at? So I'm sitting here struggling, you know, I know what I'm good at, but am I good at it? Or, you know, you're kind of struggling with, you know, the greatness part. And I didn't realize that until today. So,
well isn't 23 explanation? And I think we are trying to explain people how great we are, rather than being kind of great and knowing inside of us that we are great, and then just expressing it.
How to express that, yeah. And how to put that out there, be authentic, and have somebody want to use you for a service. That's exactly what I'm struggling with right now.
Right. Well, the exercise that I'm doing, that someone has, because I have, you know, consulted with someone to see my blind spot, because we have these blind spots. It's really hard to see our own blind spots. Mm-hmm. And what came up was this, like, you need to know that you're great. And the way you do it is you have these writing exercises, and you just every day tell yourself how great you are and what you have achieved, you know, and then hold that in your aura. And so then when you show up, you don't have to explain to people how great you are.
Okay.
They will, it's just what we carry, the stuff that we carry inside of us, right? Just who am I, how good am I, am I better than them? So this constant in chatter doesn't allow for anything of higher expression to come in, or, you know, yeah, higher, right? So we'll see how that works. I'm working on it every day, and I think it's helping. It's definitely covering my own back, because that's what it is all about, right? Do you have your back? Can you support yourself? It doesn't mean work and money. It means, like, be really supportive, be a friend, be someone, someone who has your back. And how are you going to do that? And it seems to be working. It's a good exercise to do. I've done it many times before, but what has not, you know, I've learned about this very long time ago, but to really bring it into something that is practical or that really works, you know, it takes time, right? First have to sort out, I guess, all these other things, but it made a big difference to do that.
Okay.
Every day, write out, just do an exercise and list all your accomplishments, and tell yourself, kind of like that prosperity manifesto that Karen came up with. I have that on my mirror, but this one is more like personal. It's a little bit, I immigrated from a different country, and I've learned language, and I'm pretty efficient in the language, and all these things will then make us to show up a little bit whole. What do you think about that, Linda?
I think that sounds very good. I was thinking, wondering where I was, but I like that you having your own back, you know, supporting yourself And instead of, and I don't think you said it this way, but this is what came out for me, is I'm always waiting for somebody to stand behind me and be my support, and then I can support my front. You know, whatever I can see in the front, I can do.
Right.
But it's, you know, back there is where I get blindsided. And I just, you know, I can only truly trust myself to hold myself together, basically. And it's, do I choose to let myself do that?
Yeah. Do I choose me? Exactly. Well, it was very powerful for me. So let's process whatever came up today.
Okay.
It always works beautifully. Anyway, I think so.
Yeah.
And as you know, my tapping is a little bit intuitive. It's not exactly, I just tap how I feel. Uh-huh. So thank you for allowing me. Hopefully it didn't confuse you, Amanda, or there's, you know, something. Let me know if there's something confusing, but it didn't feel confusing to me.
It's very helpful.
Good. As long as we get someplace. And this place is really nice. So let's do that again before we say goodbye. Do you mind temporal tapping again?
Sure.
Yeah. I have a dynamic and active mind. My creative thinking is always seeking a voice of expression. I wait and trust in the quiet of my mind. Knowing that I will hear the insights.
I need to know. And share them with those who are ready to be transformed.
By my visionary thinking. And let's add to it. I have lots of accomplishments.
I've done great things.
I've helped so many people. I'm an infinite being of love. And so be it. Okay, that was my adding. So on that note, if you have time, please come and join us on Thursday.
Okay.
We haven't done the authenticity, and it's great, yeah. Karen hasn't gone through that one yet. And so using this material, healing by human design, is amazing. I love it.
Yep.
All right. So you guys have a great rest of the day. Thank you so much. You made it what it was. So thank you. Bye, please.
Bye.
Looking forward to seeing you again. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Kara. Bye, Linda.